He just started his sugya, Rabbi Shai, so I'm not going to, we will be continuing that. It's only except for the speeches around the room. Well, today, there's going to be more Rambams and other things tomorrow. But again, the reason I didn't put it on is that, as I told you in the outset, I find that when I put a lot of Rambam Kremis on, magically, all the Rambam Kremis get finished. And less magically, no one knows what the heck they're talking about. That's a general clock. There's an inverse relationship to the clock. Now, some guys fetch, oh, you don't put a lot of Rambam Kremis.
No, it's way better.
Okay, but those are things you have to learn. Now, this Ron is dealing with a very, very, very famous basic question. Is not, the reason I did this after the last sugya is because this was not the topic of the Gemara. So my mind works, I like to read the Gemara, and I don't know what's going on in the Gemara. So for example, the sugya we discussed last time, the Sakha Sadeu, that's Pshat Gemara. What does the Sakha Sadeu mean? Taisus, Ramban, Rashi, etc. That's a Pshat you're reading through the Gemara, what does it mean? Another layer, another level in learning is the implications of any given sugya. Not what the sugya was saying, which is on black and white, what are the implications of that sugya? So this is a more meta analysis of sort. Rather than being in the local sugya, I want to be able to extrapolate from the sugya up to maybe a larger topic, but know how that local sugya impacts that bigger topic. So that's what we're doing now. We are looking at how our sugya here, the sugya that Beis Ben Aleph, impacts a very, very large sugya, a very, very halachah maisa sugya, and a very, very common sugya, very basic, elementary sugya, which is, we all know that when you go to a wedding, there are two parts to what we call a wedding. There's the kiddushin and the nisuin. So kiddushin is very, very clearly explained in Maseches Kiddushin. I assume some of you have learned that before. And it says in Kiddushin, right in the beginning, so that the Mishnah straight out tells us how to do Kiddushin. We today do Kiddushin. Okay, we do, even from the Gemara already, we do Kiddushin Kesef. And that's what you will see when you go to any Chasna, you will see Kiddushin Kesef take place. Great. No mystery there. What's fascinating is that when it comes to the second part, the Nisuin, so that is actually never clearly stated, as the emphasis on clearly, never clearly stated in Shas. Somewhat surprising, but there's never a clear Mishnah Gemara which says, this is what Nisuin is. There's no such thing. Now, how do I know that that's true? I don't know Shas. So how can I make a bold claim and sit here in front of all you people who maybe some of you know Shas and make such a claim that nowhere in Shas does it say clearly what Nisuin is? Because it's quite a surprising thing. How can I, with confidence, make such a claim?
Because Rishonim already showed it.
Excellent. Because if I find that there's a Machlokes Rishonim about it, so obviously it means there's no clear Gemara. Now, it might mean that a certain Rishon thinks there's a certain proof, and another Rishon thinks another. But that's already up for discussion. That's what a Machlokes Rishonim is, up for discussion. Certainly one thing is clear. If I am faced with a Machlokes Rishonim, one fact is clear. Any Machlokes Rishonim, anywhere in Torah. One thing is clear. If I have Machlokes Rishonim, there is no Afana Gemara, or Afana Mishnah. Yeah? You know what afana means? Open. Yeah? There's no afana gemara. There's no clear mishnah gemara which says, again, by kiddushin there's no such discussion. By kiddushin there's no machloket. Everyone knows kesef yomekadesh, kesef shtar biya. That's a mishnah. There's no discussion about that. There might be questions of the details. I don't know if that could be. But in terms of that as a mechanism, a method of kiddushin, there's no discussion because it's an afana mishnah. Not so by Nisuin. And again, working backwards, as you said correctly, I can know that when I get wind of the fact that there's Machlokes Rishonim, I'm like, wow, We don't know actually what Nisuin is. Now, we also didn't really clearly discuss, and we put this in parentheses, what exactly Nisuin does. What is Nisuin? What does it accomplish? Okay, that's also important, so we'll have to see that. But whatever it is that Nisuin accomplishes, we don't know what it is. Amazing. And therefore, the Rishonim have a discussion. And how do Rishonim have discussions? On two planes. How do Rishonim have machlokas? On two planes. One plane is, we'll call it a textual plane, and one is a logical plane. Okay? Those are the two things. So that means you're going to have, if you want to put forward a position, you're a Rishon, you want to put forward a position, a halachic position, what do you have to do, usually? What do you do? Two things. One, give me something, give me a text, give me a Gemara, give me a Mishnah, a Brisa, a Tosefta, something, and give me logic. Understand the conceptual, what does it mean? Now, in that first realm of text, it can't be clear, because again, that goes back to our first point. If it's something that's clear that says Nisuin is X, so there's a discussion. It says Nisuin is X, game over. So rather, what are we going to be discussing? Gemaras, which imply, they have an implication, they indicate what Nisuin is, but do not actually state so explicitly. And that's why you have machlokas about it, because maybe someone else can come in and say, no, I disagree with your reading of that text, or I read it differently, or whatever it might be. Such is what happens in our Gemara. Our Gemara is one of these texts, one of these sukkahs, which is brought by some Rishonim as proof as to what Nisuin is. Even though, again, that was not the point of our Gemara at all. Our Gemara was talking about a seemingly very local Takonas Chazal, not to get married on a day that you can't have, prepare for the Suda, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shokdu. And then the Gemara, all of that said, oh, because you're not getting married on Sunday, because of the Takonas Chazal, you don't have to do Mizrainis. And in that discussion, right, that's what the Gemara said. Extended from that, what did the Gemara say? We can initially, we can extend from that Sunday Pturah of Mizonos to other Pturim of Mizonos. What are they? What are other Pturim of Mizonos? Chol Sehi, and for our purposes today, Chol Pirsanida. Pirsanida. So Pirsanida also is a case where you, not, according to the, initially in the Gemara, you do not need to provide Mizonos if before that appointed Nisuin day, your wife-to-be has her period, she becomes a Nida, then you do not need to provide Mizonos. Why? What did Rashi say there right on the spot? What was the common denominator of all those things? What was onus though? Give me some other words. Here's the clock. It is not my fault. I am prevented. I am prevented by something beyond me from doing this. One of those cases that I am prevented from doing Nisuin is Pirsanida. I am prevented from doing Nisuin because she was Pirsanida. To which all of you, when you did this in Bikias, not any of you, in Bikias, you of course ask yourself, why? Why is he Me'ukav Milichnos? Yeah? Me'ukav milichnos. Machmas onus. Why is he me'ukav? He's prevented from doing this soon. Why? She's a nida. So you ask yourself a very sophisticated question. You should ask yourself, so what? So what if she's an evil? Who cares? Why does that stop him from doing nisuah? Maybe you'll tell me that if he's deathly ill or she's in the hospital, okay. They don't even make it to the nisuah, right? She's in the hospital, finished. Let's see, she's there, you're there. But what? She happens to be an either right now. So what? Did anyone ask you something? No. Over 22. All right, but you hear how that's a pasha kasha, guys. There's a statement here. A woman who is a nida, you are prevented from doing nisuin. Why on earth? Why on earth am I prevented from doing nisuin? A nida. That's a problem. Pasha kasha. You're asking with me. That's a pasha kasha. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to ask that kasha. Yeah. So what's the answer? So sometimes. To answer a question, you just turn it into a statement. Turn the question into a statement. So how do I turn that into a statement?
You can't hear what you need.
It must be. Nisuin is impossible. This is a statement. Nisuin is impossible if she is anida. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, but I'm still wondering why. Why is nisuin impossible? All I did was turn the question into a statement. Why is nisuin impossible if she's anida? The answer is. What do we do to answer that? What do you do if you're faced with this challenge? Nisuin is impossible if she's neither. That's what our Gemara Daf Beis and Ksuba says. How do I make that make sense?
Explain
how.
Saying it's real.
Make nisuin something, working backwards, which is usser if she's neither. That's all I need to do. Because I mean, nisuin is like the X, right? Nisuin is the undefined variable. We don't even know what nisuin is, as we said at the outset. So here's a great case. I have now a formula. Make nisuin into something. Define a variable. Sorry for those of you that have trauma from math class. I did this once. I put on the board something like equation. People started losing at me. Mad or scarred from their years in school. Return this to a define a variable of something which is impossible to do when she's an either. What is that?
Yeah.
No. Not be. That's clear. There's going to be clear Gemaras. Clear Gemaras. That what?
Yeah.
That Nisuin is not Bia. You could have thought that. But there are going to be very clear Gemaras about that. That Nisuin is not Bia. But there's something else that would satisfy the requirement of being something prevented by being either, which is? Yichud. So that is a very, very simple logical deduction from our Gemara, that our Gemara is assuming as a fact is impossible to do nisuin when she's an either. The only rational explanation for that would be maybe Bia, but that's going to not fit with all the Gemaras, and therefore you're going to say, what is nisuin? It's got to be Yichud. And this would be a Gemara that would be, again, it's not clear. Not clearly stating Nisuin is X. But I can infer, I can deduce from this Gemara what Nisuin is, which is that magical, I'm trying to figure out what Nisuin is. Great, you see it through, it's got to be Yichud. It's got to be Yichud. Because it is forbidden to be alone with Anida. Is that true? But I'm marrying her. Is a husband allowed to be alone with his wife when she's an Ida?
Yes.
Hope so. Otherwise, it would be quite difficult. We all have to own two houses.
No.
His and hers. That would be expensive. Yeah? You're allowed to have Yichud with your wife. It's a very big Kiddush, by the way. Because you guys who are not married, hopefully, are not allowed to have Yichud with any Nida. But a married man is allowed to have Yichud with his wife when she's Nida. That's a big Kiddush. That's a big Kiddush. There's a certain trust that what?
Since then it becomes
trust what?
Zal doesn't trust me.
They will control themselves. Why? Because she will become mutter. She will become mutter.
There will be a five parties.
Well, that I could say with you, though. You can go up Yichud because you're not going to go over Nisr Kares. No? Why do I trust a married?
True.
She's going to be mutter.
Because they already had relations.
And there's another catch, which is that they already had Bia one time. That's a tonight. They have to have a Bia one time. This is very, very nogea. Halacha l'maisa, very nogea. That if there's a wedding that takes place when the woman is a nida, again I'm using the word wedding, because according to the sheet, you cannot have nisuin, but the wedding takes place, so what do you do after the wedding? They can't be nisyachet. They can't be alone. Chasam, they just got married, can't be alone, that's rough.
There's no yichur reminder.
There's no yichurum. And there's no, that night, there's nothing. That's a problem. This is halacha l'maaseh, it comes up. Not a theoretical, practical shaila. So comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, you put all the pieces together, what's yichud? The Rambam says there in halacha aleph and beis. There was the Rambam say. There's a cute little Rambam. Make the friend call cute. What's in this? Oh, there's like a lot of things in one.
Keep it short. Keep
one volume here. It's very good.
Okay, do you make that?
The yichud zeh hanikra knisa l'chupa. Yichud is what's knisa l'chupa. The hu hanikra nisun b'chol makom. Here's the Rambam making it very clear. You want to know what nisun is? Because we didn't define the word shas. I'm telling you what nisun is. Nisun is chupa, and chupa is yichud. Umishikar is the chupa, and he grace nisua. Ah, who's alone involved? Where does the Rambam get this from? Says the Rambam, Argamar. Right, I don't know why the Rambam doesn't quote the Rambam at this point. He says Ika, the Yalef. Who's the Ika, the Yalef? That's the Rambam. He just quote the Rambam later. Not quite sure why. He doesn't quote the Rambam right off the bat. But this Ika, the Yalef, is the Rambam. None other than the Rambam. The Rambam learns from the Aragorn Ksuba, says the Ram, we put make an equation. We already made the equation that Yichud, that Nisuin is something which is impossible to do if she is a Nida. And now we know what? The Nisuin is Yichud. So, oh, she's Pirsa Nida. I can't do Nisuin. If I can't do Nisuin, I don't have to. The Gemara provide the Zos. And the Gemara reads smooth, glatt. Yeah, Resta, what are you telling?
The Rambam says you can get married even when you can be Miss Yachir with her. Therefore, you can be Miss Suri. Even when she's a Nida, I think.
He does?
I think so. So then you get married. But that means that
you still. Means silly. You didn't do anything.
Yeah, you didn't do anything, but that means
you didn't do anything.
You could still be Miss Yahoo with her then.
Didn't say that. You said you were, didn't say you could. You just said you did it. You've done a lot of things in your life that you were
did it.
To. No, not you.
It could be in a very
other people. He says you did it.
What's the Lashon Rav Bar and so?
She's Karusa. He says, what's the Lashon Rav? Read it to me since you're there. Read it to me.
What, the
he dates? Says, you know, you were in Yahoo, what does he say?
He's not married.
Even don't give me English. Harahi?
Karusa.
Says the Rambam, even going further. Let's say you did do Yichud. You did it. You weren't supposed to. You were Mu'ukav. Hargamara. You were Mu'ukav. But let's say you said, I'm going to do it anyway. I'll Yichud with it. The Rambam goes even further. Where's the Rambam Shita? It don't work. She's an arusa. Incomplete pass. Nothing happened. You went into yichud. You did the act of nesuin. Nope. Zero. Zilch. Doesn't work. She's still ka'arusa. Nothing happened, the rabbi says. No?
Yeah.
This is when she's in nida?
That's right. Now, the Ran disagrees with the Rambam on both. Both. Yichata? Two things. There's going to be another one. Two things. The Ran, and it's out of order. The Ran disagrees with both things in the Rambam. What are both? Number one, what is Nesuin? Number two, what if I did Yichud with an Ida?
It does work.
So, very good. So he disagrees with both. He says, in Pimsi Loimar, that what? Even if I agree with the Rambam that what is Yichud? What is Yichud? Again, what? The Ran says, if I did it with an Ida, if I did Yichud with an Ida, what does the Ran say at the end of that first tickle?
It works.
What does he quote as a Raya?
The possible Raya.
Yeah. Yavama's good. Yesh, Chuppah, the Psulas. Yeah? What's the case there? Amanu can go, so that's Aser to you, and you didn't just sue him with him, you did Chuppah, what was the Gemara to say? Works. The Nesuin works, even though it's Aser. So too, says the Ran. What is the Ran reason? Logara. What's Logara? No worse over here. If I do this soon, if I do Yichud with whom? With Anida, what happens? According to the Ran, he says. What does he say? He says it does work. Where is it? Different Ran. Another run. He says, oh, even though she's not chazi for bir yichud, she's usher to him. Hanami lo garminayu. But the chachil, you don't do it. So the Ran argues on the Rambam. Even in the world of the Rambam, Rabbeinu, even in the world that what? Nesuin is?
Yichud.
The Ran says if you do that nesuin with a nida, even though she's aser to you, and you weren't supposed to do that, it worked. The Rambam says mefurish, you just read it. That what? She's an arusa. Nothing happened. Zero. So that's one machlekes. One machlekes. But at this point, he's agreeing with the Rambam about lo chatchila. But then he goes further and he says, really, point number one is also wrong in the Rambam. Right, what does he say about Chayr and Pirushu? What does the Ran say? Chayr Oimrim, sorry. What about Chayr Oimrim? What did Chayr say, Rabbi Yisrael? Chuppah, lavainu yichud. And this goes and says that Rambam is wrong. Totally. Chuppah is not yichud. Why would you want to say that? Again, what do we say? We're in the world of what, Rabbi Yisrael? Yeah. We're making suggestions. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you have to do? Bring me what? Bring me a raya from somewhere. You're making a claim. Bring a raya. There's no Mefurish Gemaras anywhere. Bring me a raya. What's the raya? Oh. No?
In the case of Almano. In the case of Almano.
Min ha? And what's, how much did she get in her second marriage? Al-Bottom, and this one means what? She was a widow, that what happened? Her first husband died, and now she's getting remarried. How much is in her tsuba? Instead of 200, it's 100. And says the Gemara what? Says the Ram.
She never did Yichud.
It says they were Edom at what?
She never Yichud.
Lo Divol Lo Nistra. Even though that marriage was never consummated, nevertheless, she only gets 100 the next time. How on earth do I know that their marriage never contacted, never had bia? How do I know that? How can I possibly know that?
They never
knew. They were never nistara. They were never alone together. in those days, it's very old school, but in those days they had bia in private. Not like today, that wouldn't really work so well. You'd be like, what? You never saw a steer, but it'd be in the street. So it's not. In those days, at first there was nistera, then it's well, like the pasuk says by Saita. Yeah? So they never were together. They were never alone together. They never were alone. Really? They were never alone in what she considered? Married, because next time, how much is she going to get?
100.
So she was married already. Oh, what do we see? What do we see? My Arayim the Fureshah says they're on the what? Nisuin is not Yichud. You don't need Yichud to be married, because they never had Yichud and they were married. Pretty good, right? Pretty good. That's pretty good. But what does the Rambam have to do with what I'm saying? Didn't the Rambam have a Raya also? Didn't the Rambam have a Raya that it was Yichud? What was the Rambam's Raya that it's Yichud? Again, the Rambam didn't bring Raya. The Rambam brought Raya for the Rambam. What was the Raya for the Rambam?
Our Gemara.
Our Gemara! No. So it's not a Kasha of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's not Yichud. What's Shver? What's Shver? What cash are you going to ask on the Ran? Argimara. Meaning? Why what? Why? My potter from Mizrain is because what? I'm the Uk of Milichnos. But Nisuin now is not Yichud. What is Nisuin according to the Ran? What is it? If it's not Yichud. What is it? It's not Yichud. Give me another definition. According to the Ran, what is Nisuin? That's our $64 million question here. What is Nisuin? No. What do I do? Don't tell me consequences. Tell me. Bring it to your house. Really gets me sex, yeah? It's not Yichud. What is it? Have all the base. Kol shenia ba'al mibeis avi lebeiso l'shem nesuv. Beis isha nadara. What does it say by nadara? What does it say? Beis isha. Dot neg. What does it mean to be married? She is in his house. So what does he do? He brings her from the father's rishos to his. That's nesuv. Vila Besa. That's it. What are you gonna now you should have a cash? Yeah. Argima? You can do that with Anita. Can you bring Anita into your house? Not Yichud. Just bring her into the base.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, why not? What's the problem? Not over any surah. Babaya. I'll go to his house. This is a little old school, you know what I'm saying? It's like when she was still living at home. Remember, I use these guys. You go to the father of your shver's house, you take your bride, you take her from his house, you walk down the block to your house, and you say, okay, here's a come into the house. Let's have a party here, make a matzah. You know, people around, it's not Yichud. Any problem? Any halachic objections you guys have to that? No halachic objections, so what's the problem? You can do it, she's an Yichud. So why does our Gemara say you're putter from his lines?
Because you don't look super. You can't do Bia when you don't
look super. You look super. All right, super. What's super doing? I'm done with Nisun. Bring her home. Why does the Gemara say a potter from his eyes? What's Mehukav? What's Ma'akiv? What's holding up in Nisun? What's preventing Nisun? Take your whip, take your whip. She's in need, then you bring her into your house, and now she's in your Rishus, and Shalom Yisrael. It's a problem. Again, can I have Yichud? I just want to clarify. Can I have Yichud with her? No, certainly can I be with her? I can't even sleep with her. I can't be alone with her. That's fine. Oh, that's all fine. But I brought her home. I took her to my rishus. That's the definition of nisuin. She's in my rishus. No.
Can you touch her?
So there. No, of course I can't touch her. Of course I can't touch her. Who says I have to be able to touch her?
Maybe that.
Why do I have to be able to touch her? I brought her to my rishus.
Maybe there's two
times. If I decide I don't bring her to rishus, so I should have to pay. Zonos. If I decide I'm not bringing her into my rishus today, I should have been Rizonis, no? What are you talking about?
Now you should have been. Ask the Kasha what enables you to be Rizonis.
What do you mean? But we know that if you don't do Nisuin, what's the general rule, guys?
You don't do Nisuin.
You have to be Mizonis. The only time you don't pay Mizonis is what? There's something of onus, something prevented you. Hey, it's, you know, it's not me. Something prevented me. Illness. But what? But neither doesn't prevent me. The neither doesn't prevent me.
It doesn't count as for sure.
I walk in the front door.
She just like pulls up, like.
Yeah. I don't think she pulls up. I think I take her in.
It doesn't count as for shush.
I'm not alone. There's no chashash. There's people around.
It doesn't count as for shush because there's nothing that you can do now that you couldn't do before. So then there's no difference.
I brought her to my house.
Now the shame is so what?
She couldn't come to your house before.
I said, "Hidi luchan muzul on the kaim." This is the soon I brought her to my house with my gartel on. What's the problem? I don't understand. Well, Mama, why are you guys making trouble? So what's Shver on this Shita? Our Gemara, why do I work on the Zayas? If he doesn't do that, which he could do, there's a thing that he could do, and he's deciding not to do it. The Zayas! What's the answer? Yeah, what are you trying to
say? I have a question.
No. Okay. I want answers.
Talk.
No questions.
Yes.
Look, did you guys learn the Ram? You didn't learn the Ram.
Read
the Ram. You might have read the Ram. That's good. You might have read the Ram. I didn't learn the Ram. So what's the answer, boys? What I'm asking now is Mefurish the Ram.
Mefurish.
Black and white. The Ram explains our Gemara to his database. How does that fit with his Shita? Which is hard to write against the Shita. Again, don't quote me Yudbeis. Yudbeis is the raya for the Ran. I want to know how he's deflecting the kasha from Suvis Davbeis on his sheet. What does he say? Yeah, no arvas.
It's not Moshe Labia. It's not like
is what
Moshe Labia.
And therefore what?
Since like it's impossible, like they don't have the option to do things.
And therefore, give me the therefore. You're right in the fact.
Therefore,
what?
Like able to do.
And therefore, what?
You're
missing the kicker. The next one. What?
Because you're mafkid in.
How can you do that?
Therefore, you're not.
That's
not mafkid. Come and make his own.
It's not a competition.
Why? Good. Good. Meaning, could I do Nisuin? Listen to this. Could I do Nisuin?
Yes.
Absolutely. There's nothing halakhically preventing me from doing Nisuin right now. With my wife, who's now who's in Nida, the Kal is in Nida. But.
Should.
No. Almost. Wrong word. Close. Not should.
Will you?
Could.
No.
Should.
Not
locked.
What?
Not locked.
Have to. Good.
How good of a person are you?
No! This isn't Shmuel's time. Do I have to? Do I have to do Nisuin now? Because I'll say no. Could I do Nisuin? Yes. Do I have to do Nisuin? No. That's Pshat Har Gemara. What does it mean, Mukukov? You see, here was the Machlokas Rambam and the Ram. How did the Rambam read Har Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael?
You have to.
How did the Rambam read our Gemara? If she's an either than what? She's piercing either than what? You cannot, you're not able to do it in the Nisuin. Good! And that's why you're parted from his audience. Zabdurana never said that in the Gemara. What did it say in the Gemara? Chazal never required you to do Nisuin. You don't have to do Nisuin. You could, theoretically. You don't have to. Because I don't have to, then I'm parted from his audience. Why don't I have to? Is what Nora was saying. Because it's not Nisura Labia. Even though, very interesting, the definition of Nisuin is not Bia. But what is not Bia? According to everyone. But what's the intent of Nisuin? Is to live together Achaye Ishus. To live together Achaye Ishus. That's the intent, the purpose of the Nisuin. It's meant to lead to that. If it will not lead to that, because right now she is a Nida, then even though technically you could do Nisuin, you are not required to do so because it cannot reach its intended purpose. And therefore, if Chazal don't require you to do it, then I don't have to give her mizonos. And I can read my Gemara and Tzuvos Daf Beis smooth as well. That's what the Ran says. So, we have already two shitas. We'll see more about this Hashem. Two shitas about what is Nesuit. Shitas are Rambam, world famous Rambam. Again, if you don't know this Rambam about Nesuit, something if you're Jewish. Okay? This is like, you can't, not, the Rambam says that Nesuit is Chuppah, which is Yichud. And that Yichud has to be Yichud Aroy Labia. She has to be Tahora. She's not Tahora, she's a Nida. No option for Nesuin, and now we understand Ksubas Davdeis very well, why you don't have to provide Mizonos, because there's no option for Nesuin. The Ran says, not so. And the Ran even says, Halacha L'maaseh. Did you notice that? Did you notice Halacha L'maaseh, guys?
Of course, yeah.
He said, what was Halacha L'maaseh, Lashon the Ran?
I'm in high value.
Yeah, what do you say? Speak up. Don't be bashful, guys.
Nowadays,
our meaning is what? Our minig is on the Lysa in Spain. The minig was no yichud. Shocking. Have you guys ever been to a wedding? No?
Yes.
You've been to a wedding.
Yes.
What do they do after the chuppah?
Yichud.
The Ran says no. That's not our minig. No. Yichud.
I don't know what you just
wow.
I don't know what you just created. He's doing. It's our minig.
Okay. So the Ran says nothing doing. The Itter,
which was what a lot of these, the Itter is also born here.
I'll Itter sheet about Suva. Please, Chazer, this Ran, you need to read this Ran, top to bottom, smooth. Tell it everything. Tomorrow we'll continue, there will be more sheet as Bez Hashem Itzgora, and what the mystery of Suva is.
I think what he said, I didn't recognize what he said.